Tony McGee would love to win this in two. And of course, Ragna fighting for her life here to stay in the set, to take it to
I think it's just there's so many different aspects to badminton. Like, you have to be technically good, tactically good, you have to have good footwork, and you have to be physically good. So there's so much to it. You can never stop learning when you're playing badminton. And I think it's just the speed as well. I like speed. I drive my car fast, so I like to do everything fast. Badminton's actually the fastest racket sport in the world, so that's a big plus for us. Every rally you play, you can win a point, and you have to keep it within the lines and over the net.
And that's it. That's a match for Chloe McGee. What a comeback from the Irish girl after being trailing 2017 to come back and win it. Superb performance. Very appreciative crowd. Acknowledge Chloe and her work.
When I started badminton, I was about 4 or 5, but we didn't play tournaments because my mum was quite religious back in the day and she didn't really like us playing on a Sunday. So back then we weren't really as into badminton as we should have been. So until I was about 17, 18, I didn't play properly. I didn't train really properly. I just played once or twice in the club and an odd tournament that I could have played. But when I came 17 or 18, like, I got a chance to move to Sweden. And I wasn't really sure if I wanted to because all my friends were going to college. And it was tough because it was only badminton I was doing. I wasn't doing any studying or anything. So it was just badminton, badminton, badminton. And that was tough, but, you know, it was worth it.
Badminton is very strong in Northern Europe, and I suppose you see that Chloe herself relocated to Sweden, and she knew that if she ever wanted to make a go of badminton professionally, she would have to get out of Ireland. And it's the same with Scott Evans, the Irish men's number one, currently living in Denmark.
More Irish interest here, Chloe McGee.
Ladies and gentlemen, seed, on my right, Ragna Ingólfsdóttir.
Tall, elegant, Icelandic Ragna.
And on my left, Chloe McGee. Ireland.
When I started playing, I played singles and doubles with Karen Bing from Ireland, and now I play singles and mixed. This year I won my first singles tournament in Lithuania, which was a big thing for me because I've been getting to semis and finals, and I was just delighted to win that. I've won quite a few doubles tournaments. I've won a few with my brother Sam this year as well. We've won the Spanish and Lithuanian, we won the Norwegian. I think for singles it is definitely much harder than doubles.
From Ireland we've got Sam McGee and Chloe McGee. The Irish have beaten two Polish pairs and one Russian pair en route to the finals and come into this match as the second seeded.
It's a very badminton-oriented family. That's important because it's not easy training at this level. My name is Niall Kelly. I'm a sports journalist. When the whole family is involved, it takes on a new dimension within family life. It doesn't become as much of a struggle. It's kind of like a mini team within a team.
Okay, this time, Chloe, it's close now. Looking to intercept the shuttle. So all about body language.
Dan's a player as well, but he wasn't really good enough to go international, and he went into coaching, and he's a very good coach, so obviously that was the right pathway for him.
I think it's helped a lot, the fact that I know what makes Chloe tick and vice versa. Sometimes it can be tough being brother and sister because when you want to say something, you're going to say exactly what you think. But because of that honesty, I think it's been a great help in improving Chloe's game and for her to trust me as a coach.
He's about 4 years older than me, so it is tough because we've had massive rows that I wouldn't have had with the coach if he wasn't my brother. But in another way, he really understands what makes me tick. In a way, I wouldn't say we have like a brother-sister relationship anymore. It's kind of like coach-player. So we wouldn't spend any time outside of badminton together because otherwise you'd just go mental. He coaches me, and I think that's the best way to do it. I know it's like, you know, you're losing your family relationship, but it's different.
Okay, this time we're about net anticipation. Taking the shuttle early, spinning from the front of the court, looking for the net kill.
It can be fun at times, to say the least, but Chloe and myself have a really good relationship and I've enjoyed working with her, and since she's moved back to Ireland and we've started training together, it's just gone from strength to strength.
Stephen Martin, Chief Executive of the Olympic Council of Ireland. Chloe McGee, who, you know, had a great performance in Beijing, will hope to follow on from that. And if she can get through two or three rounds to maybe even quarterfinals, it would be fantastic for her.
I think McGee's shown us that... Well, the whole family have shown it so far this week. They're some fighters.
After Beijing, I got such a buzz for badminton. Like, you know, when you go to the Olympics, everybody does say it's the best experience, but it actually is the best experience. You're surrounded by so many top athletes, and it's brilliant. It really is brilliant.
We've had a really good season. Chloe qualified quite early for the Olympics, so there wasn't as much pressure on her. She had some great results in finals of challengers. She's top 6 in the circuit rankings in ladies singles. She was number 26 on the Olympic list out of 38, so she was well qualified before the cutoff point.
To qualify for badminton, it's your best 10 tournaments. You've got a 12-month period and you have to get 10 good results. And I had a really good start to the year, which made things really comfortable by Christmas.
Got to the final that she's getting very close to her top form. And she says she's working hard on her game. Fully fit, she's confident.
For a big competition, we've got our 8-week training period now in the lead up to the Olympics, for example. And it's a lot of endurance off court, sprint work in the gym in Sandridge Stadium, doing weights, then our own court work. It's endurance phase at the minute, so it's long and it's hard work. Coming closer to the tournaments, we like to taper off all the faster stuff and then good rest and match practice.
I hope if my training goes the way that I plan it, I can get a big performance out. Everything depends on the draw that comes 2 weeks before, so if I can get a decent draw, you never know what can happen.
The draw isn't out yet, but there's 16 groups, and in each group there's a seed. So Chloe could be in a group with number 1 in the world, or she could be in a group with number 14 in the world, so then she's got an opportunity. So there's a chance, if she gets the right draw, that she could come out of her group, and from there you're in the last 16, so anything can happen at that stage. But it all depends on the draw, and it depends on how focused Chloe can be within her matches.
For me, there's a Europeans in 2 years' time, which is going to be a huge goal for me, because I know that if I keep improving the way I'm improving, I've got a good chance for a medal there. Even if I don't medal there, I want to just improve my results and try and get my ranking up, you know, to be top 20, top 30 in the world. And yeah, that'll be a big thing for me.